Welcome to the AI Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Jaden Schaefer. Today on the show, we have the pleasure of being joined by Mike Hulp, who is an online entrepreneur. He does a lot of things, but something that really caught my attention recently is an AI automation school community that he is running. So today on the show, I wanted to basically break down and ask him all my questions I have about AI automation, what he's seen in the industry. This is a really hot area. I'm really interested, and I think that if you're listening, you'll get a ton of value basically out of finding ways to automate what you're doing in your career and in your job and stuff. So excited to have you on the show and welcome, Mike.
Thanks so much for the invite. I think you recently joined my school community and then invited me to the podcast. So I appreciate it.
Yeah. So yeah, super stoked to have you on. I guess, tell me what you're seeing in the space. You have over 700 members in your school community. And by the way, when did you start it?
I started it in April. So it's only been about 3 months. And okay, it's already up to almost 800 members now.
So it's growing super fast. Based off what you're seeing with AI and automation, I mean, we hear from a lot of people that AI is going to completely automate, you know, everyone out of a job. What areas do you think are the most susceptible to automation? What areas are you seeing like the most value? Break down kind of what the landscape is right now.
Sure. Good question. I think a lot of the admin work is going to be disappearing. The repetitive tasks that like administration work could be even social media management, copywriting. I mean, the copywriters are already being replaced, and even software engineers. There's now no code tools like Lovable and Bolt.new and many others that can basically just build websites for you. You don't even have to know how to code. So it's only accelerating from here.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, I'll put a caveat on like Lovable and stuff is like you can, well, Lovable and a lot of other vibe coders, like you can get a lot built, but like if you want to build like a serious, robust tool with a back end and the login, like I find what's really helpful is to basically kind of go through like a build it, wireframe it, design it, like go as far as you can if you're not a developer. And then oftentimes what I've found people do, and maybe this will change in the future, but you go and find a developer basically to like build you a backend, build your databases, set up like,
sure,
if you want to scale something to be big, like you can get so much done and literally save a massive percentage on a project. Yeah, I think a ton is changing. With you and your automations, I guess, what are some of the automations you're most excited about? I see you posting like automation templates and stuff. Yeah, what are the ones that you're most excited about?
Yeah, sure. So I'm just recently launched a second YouTube channel. I've been growing a YouTube channel for about 5 years, and that's mostly travel vlogging here in Thailand.
Okay.
But I've launched a second one specifically for AI automations. And on that channel, I'm just going through step by step and sharing how to build out these automations in tutorial format. So
nice.
I'm always building new automations. I think the one that I'm most excited about is a lead scraper.
Okay.
And we could talk more a little bit more about that. Basically, yeah, using Appify and Apollo to scrape leads.
Okay. So what is it doing?
Have you heard of Appify before?
No, but I think everyone knows Apollo.
Yeah, I should know about Apollo already. But the thing about Apollo is you need the paid plan and then you're consuming credits every time you add a lead. Whereas mm-hmm. if you're using Appify, it will just scrape Apollo for you. There's a lot of different things it can do. And okay, then automatically add them into a spreadsheet.
Okay.
So this is a really quick and easy way to scrape leads.
That's incredible. And basically, what are your tips and techniques, I would say, on this for like finding leads in a specific niche or genre? Like, let's say you're interested in finding leads in marketing or like HR. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's just a filter that you can set up through Apollo. You just filter by industry, job title, location. And then from there, you basically take that link and you can put it into Appify and it will just scrape however many leads you want in that specific industry.
Well, amazing.
So, and yeah.
What's the charge for that?
Sorry?
What's like the cost for Appify and stuff?
I think Appify starts at around $29 a month. That's then amazing. Apollo's like, I think $59 a month, but you can do it on the free plan too.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. Especially if you know how much cost for credits on Apollo.
Yeah.
Okay. So I believe I must have been discovered and like found in some sort of process like this, right? I got an email invite that was just like, hey, Mike invited you to his like school community. What was the process? How did I get embedted in it? What's your workflow on that?
Yeah, so that's, I would imagine that's exactly how you got invited to the community, is I was scraping leads and searching for people in the AI space. And then okay, I was inviting them through the emailer that's built into school.
Okay, very cool.
That's probably how you received it. Yeah.
You mentioned you had some sort of like plugin or some sort of thing that works with school.
Yeah. Also, I just recently started using this extension. It's a Chrome extension Scoot. It's called Scoot CRM.
Okay.
And basically what that can do is it can set up, you can set up DM automations.
Okay.
For every new member who joins, and then it can follow up with them automatically as well. So you don't have to manually do all of this yourself. It's a, could be a game changer for my community.
And is it only for school or does it work in other industries?
Yeah, I think this one's only for school, specifically designed for school. Yeah.
But that's awesome for the engagement. And I imagine tools similar to, I mean, this is just like where AI is going, but you can imagine a tool like this for salespeople working through your CRM in any industry, looking at it.
Absolutely.
Like this could be a super game changer. So that's amazing. I'd tell people to look out for things in other industries as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's free.
That's amazing. That's super cool. For school, have you found a limit to how many people that you can invite to a community, for example?
Not so far. Not by using the school inviter tool.
Okay.
I haven't run into any hard limits yet, but I do need to be, obviously you need to be a little bit careful about sending cold emails.
What was your volume? Like how many invites did you send?
I think total just over 10,000.
Okay. Roughly. Okay.
So,
but
yeah,
that's
about
your strategy for growing? Like, did you've done nothing else to get the 800?
That's one of the strategies. But the other strategy is now that my community is ranking in the discovery, so it's showing up in the search results on like the sixth page of tech.
Okay. Yeah.
Then people are just finding it organically through search. And then like I said earlier, I did launch a second YouTube channel as well. And the very first link in all my tutorial videos is school.
Right.
And
right.
a lot of other YouTubers are using the same strategy and it seems to be working really well.
Yeah. I see some awesome conversion. Like for me, my school community, we just built it from talking about it on the podcast when we talk about other things.
That works too.
How's the new YouTube channel working? So is it brand new? I didn't see it. I saw your travel vlog one. It looks like you've been doing that for a long time. And it looks like you're really active posting on there because I'm seeing stuff from it looks like you post like almost daily. It's incredible. But that one, you got 12,000 subscribers. How is the new one doing? What's it called?
The new one is just called AI Automation Station, which is also the name of my school community. So same name. And that one's got almost 800 subscribers in about 3 months.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's growing decently fast.
Okay, very cool. What do you find like people that are new to your community and also I would say probably maybe new to this industry and kind of getting into automations? What are some of the automation types that it seems like are most popular or people are most interested in?
Sure. I would say like automations that can automatically respond to comments, like let's say on Facebook or Instagram. And those are super easy to build, by the way. They're literally just two or three modules. And I really focus on make.com. versus NAN.
Really?
I'm more focused on Make because there's less of a steep learning curve. It's easier to get started versus NAN.
Okay.
And cheaper as well.
Oh, really? That's interesting. What do you use for your thumbnails? These look amazing on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. So I've used a tool called Pixels. P-I-K-Z-E-L.
I just signed up for that as well because I was using, I don't know, did you ever try just doing it with ChatGPT?
Yeah, I've tried it, but the results are not great. And same with vidIQ, doesn't look good.
No, it's like if you upload a picture of yourself, basically the photo it generates of you is not super similar.
I thought it was better
than nothing. So I was using ChatGPT for like the last months and Pixels, I just got it like last week. I was like, I wish I'd found this sooner. Because basically you upload a whole bunch of pictures of yourself, create a persona. And then when it generates you into the thumbnails, it actually looks like you were ChatGPT just with one image. It's so bad.
Ever since I started using Pixels, I noticed that my views and subscribers are going up because it's getting a higher click-through rate. Because the thumbnail is professionally designed.
Oh, yeah. Like,
and
I'm
literally all you do is you just take an existing thumbnail that's working and then you put your own face onto it. That's it.
Yeah.
So it's pretty amazing.
Your YouTube channel thumbnails look super professional, super pro. They look amazing. So
thank you very much.
Great work on that. And I'm seeing like you had one a month ago with almost 7,000 views. And does that help then get like people to the community?
For sure. And I actually ask in the membership questions when they join school, I ask specifically, how did you find the community? And I'm adding all of the emails and everything into a spreadsheet.
Okay.
And I can see it's like a almost even split between YouTube and school. So they're definitely finding it through the YouTube channel. which is great news.
And then, I mean, what's the breakdown? Like with the cold email outreach versus YouTube versus school, like where does it all sit?
I would say probably school is number one. So finding it through the search results. And then a close second is YouTube. And then for the cold emails, it's really hard to say. I don't know how to track conversions there.
Well, it found me, so.
Yeah. That's good news.
That's funny. It's very working. Interesting. Yeah, it's working. Okay, so that's super interesting. How do you, when someone joins your school community, do you send them like a survey or like where do you collect, when do you collect that data?
So yeah, once I enter them into I use Airtable for entering in all the emails. And then basically they just get put into a CRM email marketing tool. Uh-huh. And then I just send them like a series of three emails over a couple of days, basically just asking them to introduce themselves and then telling them about the paid community and the coaching program.
Okay, very cool. And then at that point, that's when you ask them like, how did you hear about us?
That's actually when they first joined through the questions. I asked them right away, like, how did you find the community?
Oh, okay. Is it a prerequisite for joining the community? Like you fill out a few questions?
It's one of the three questions that you can ask. Yeah.
And is that built into school where like when someone joins, it has that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Plugins.
Oh, okay.
So you can ask certain questions.
That's a great idea. What are some of the, I guess, what are some common misconceptions with these AI automations that people are building that like, I guess, people like maybe something that everyone's getting wrong that you'd like to set the record straight on?
I would say don't expect it to just do everything for you, you know, clean the whole kitchen sink. It's going to be sort of like a piecemeal thing that you have to put together the pieces. I would just focus on building one and then getting one task set up and then you can move on to the next. Find the automations that are most effective for your business, mm-hmm. and then you can always scale from there.
Did you have like a shock moment where you're like, oh my gosh, these are amazing? And I guess what was that for you?
I'm trying to think. Let's see. I mean, I basically started out building social media automations to create images and post them to on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And then once I started doing that, I'm like, wow, this is amazing. There's so much more that it can be done. Uh-huh. So now I think I've built, I don't know, a couple dozen different automations. And then I just want to provide value and provide, basically I'm giving templates to people so they can just plug it in and get started right away.
That's cool. And you said you recommend people get started with Make as opposed to Anit. Because I hear a lot of people talking about Anit and stuff like that. Or like Make, Zapier, Bubble. Like, have you tried them all? And where are you on all of them?
Zapier, not too much. It's fairly limited in terms of what you can do, but it is good for just getting started to put apps so that apps can talk to each other.
Uh-huh.
But I would say Make is a little bit more user-friendly. Pretty much all you have to do is connect the apps together and then use the APIs. It's not super complicated.
That's super cool. Well, I see you have like tons of different things. For people that are unaware, like how does a Make template work, right? Like if you want to get started in something, how do you get that? Is it easy to share? What's the process?
Sure. So I provide those in my school community and it's basically like a JSON file. Mm-hmm. That you will download and then you can just import it into your make.com scenario, basically. So when you create a new scenario, you can import the template into it and then it will set everything up, done for you.
That's amazing. And so Make basically just when you've built out an automation, they'll let you download a JSON and share that with a friend or somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Else. Exactly. Okay.
That's cool. Do you think they'd ever do like a marketplace where like Make facilitates selling them? Or like, I feel like that it seems like an old fashioned way to do it still, where you like download a JSON and send it to someone.
That's the thing. Actually, when you create your Make account, even on the free plan, you'll get access to thousands and thousands of templates that they provide for free. So that's a great place to get started. Just, you know, creating some simple automations.
That's super cool. When it comes to like building full tools, I think there's like a lot of automations that might respond to comments or do like other things like that. I've heard you talk about kind of like app building with like Lovable and tools like that. What's your workflow with like, let's say combining one of these automations with a website on Lovable, and like, what would that look like if people are trying to build like a business, you know?
Yeah, I'm not really sure if they have a module for Lovable in make.com. I would have to check, but you know, I'm not sure if that's what you're asking, but basically.
Oh, I just mean like, let's say like I was brand new, I had no experience in this. And I was like, hey, like I have a great idea for an automation that I want to like monetize, what would your recommendation be for people to do that?
Well, simple place to get started is just build a, you just build a website on Lovable, which literally takes, you know, 10 to 15 minutes. And you could create sort of like a SaaS platform, like the, where they can have to, they have to pay $10 a month to get access to your automations. And that's really simple to do, to connect everything up through Lovable. So you could just, you know, build a basic website. That's basically what I've done for my own AI agency using Lovable. Just create a simple website, and it's place to send people to. It's called Automojic. That's with a J, M-O-J-I-C.
Okay, very cool. And you built it all with Lovable, basically?
Yeah, 100%. Completely myself. I didn't hire any developers or anything.
But when it comes to like deploying the website, what did you do? Like, how did you host it? How'd you put it together? I think a lot of people, like, they build basically a thing on Lovable and are like, this is cool. And then they don't really know what to do with it after that.
Yeah. So the hosting and the domain are actually included through Lovable. So
you can
set up your own custom domain, and then the hosting is provided through the platform, and it's like $25 a month. Pretty easy to get started.
For like taking payments and stuff on like your payment plans on it?
Yep.
How did that work?
That's just through Stripe. I use Stripe for the payment processing, and then you can set that up pretty easily through Lovable as well. All you have to do is prompt it. You just give it prompts and it will build the whole website.
That's amazing. That's super cool. Like, where, I mean, based off of what you're seeing now, like, we see how fast everything's changing. Where do you predict this is going in the next, let's say, like 2 years with AI and basically what you're able to do with tools like Lovable and Make?
I can only imagine how far it's going to be ahead in another 2 years from now. I think software engineers are going to be, they're going to be out of a job. Either that, or they're going to have to replace their workflow with some sort of automation tool. So I'm not saying it's going to completely take the place of software engineers. It's only going to enhance their abilities, I think. But it's definitely going to open up a lot of possibilities for people that don't know how to code. And it's going to, I guess you could say, widen the playing field.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. What's a piece of advice that you would give to people maybe getting started in this or interested in making some automations or websites for their domain of expertise?
I would say, well, first of all, join my school community, because I provide a lot of value in there for free.
We'll link in the description of the show notes to that.
Awesome. Thank you. And so you can join there. You can participate in the community, ask your questions. And then I would also recommend just creating your free account on make.com. And check out some of the tools to build websites. There's many of them out there. And basically just do your research and get started. Stop waiting and just start doing it.
And then I guess that would bring me to a follow-up question, which would be like, for you, when you first got started, like, what were the steps that you took? Like, was this YouTube tutorials, like, or just playing around, figuring it out? Like, how much, like, kind of, I guess, educational time did you have to invest in this?
Yeah. So I started watching a couple different YouTubers. One of them is Nick Saryev, who you may have heard of.
Okay.
I may be mispronouncing his name, but he has one of the largest AI automation communities on school. He posts a lot of long form tutorials. Mm-hmm. So I basically just started watching those and then building the automations myself. Mm-hmm. And then what they say about practice, the more you practice, the better you get. So I basically just started building them and then creating my own tutorials, and then launch that second YouTube channel and the school community.
That's amazing. That's awesome. And for you, what's your goal? Where are you planning on taking your school community and your YouTube channel? And is this kind of going to be like what you focus on? And I guess what's your vision for your plan?
Sure. Yeah, it's definitely, I'm getting more and more passionate about the AI automation space. And I think there's a lot of room for growth here. AI isn't going to be slowing down anytime soon. It's just accelerating. So I see that the school community could easily reach like 1,000 members in another month, most likely. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, basically just continue growing the YouTube channel and doing, I don't want it to replace my main channel because I still like vlogging here, but yeah, it's a passion project. And I'd like to grow the AI automation agency as well.
That's amazing. What percentage of your like free users convert into paying users, whether through coaching or through like one of your paid modules on the school community?
So far, unfortunately, it's a pretty small percentage. I'm looking to increase that because I have the free one. Most people just want to join the free one. And then for the paid one, I just decided to give a 7-day free trial.
Okay.
So that's a little bit lower barrier to entry. And then it's just a matter of actually getting them to stay after that first 7 days. I would say like the conversion rate is maybe 5%. It's not very good so far.
Okay. How much is the paid community?
It's $49 a month.
Mike, well, thank you so much for coming on the show and giving us all your advice and tidbits. You sound like you're absolutely crushing it. So excited to follow along. I'm excited to see you hit 1,000 members in your AI automation school community. No doubt you'll
coming
do
soon.
That. Coming soon. You'll be hitting 10,000, you know, this time next year. So excited to follow along on the journey.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on. And to all the listeners, I'll leave a link in the description to Mike's school community. Highly recommend checking that out, as well as his website if you want to see what he was able to build with Lovable and check out his coaching packages. There's some cool stuff on there too. I think there's so much you can do with automating an AI. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to leave a rating and review wherever you get your podcasts, and we will catch you in the next episode.